Unit 5. Character Culture.
Go into an internet chat room and you may see people using monsters as avatars. Go into an internet chat room and you may see people using monsters as avatars. From businesses to online identities to toys, character culture is taking over. From businesses to online identities to toys, character culture is taking over. Thanks to modern technology, characters like these have grown into walking, talking spokespeople. Thanks to modern technology, characters like these have grown into walking, talking spokespeople. We've reached a point where a 3D pig selling us credit cards is perfectly normal. We've reached a point where a 3D pig selling us credit cards is perfectly normal. On social networking sites, forums, and chat rooms, few people use photos of themselves as avatars. On social networking sites, forums, and chat rooms, few people use photos of themselves as avatars. Interestingly, when we see someone using a Snoopy or Mickey Mouse avatar, that becomes the way we imagine the person. Interestingly, when we see someone using a Snoopy or Mickey Mouse avatar, that becomes the way we imagine the person. They're used to referring to each other by internet nicknames and imagining people as their avatars. They're used to referring to each other by internet nicknames and imagining people as their avatars. It's a good example of the virtual world becoming just as important as the real world. It's a good example of the virtual world becoming just as important as the real world. Using several photographs, a specialty company can quickly turn you into a 3D figure. Using several photographs, a specialty company can quickly turn you into a 3D figure. As character culture grows, the line between the real world and virtual world will continue to blur. As character culture grows, the line between the real world and virtual world will continue to blur.